Part 1. The Alamo and the Texians. Chapter 1. The Mission at Bear. Those who doubt the greatness of men can leave this book alone, or read and recant. This that follows is the story of the siege of the Alamo. It is one of the mightiest tales that the history of this or any nation has to offer. It includes as much of folly in the beginning as it does of magnificence at the end, and is all the better for it. Above all, it is, in all its ramifications, the master tale of the American frontier. Stories from history do not boil into a climax overnight. It took a century and a half to prepare a minor religious structure for winning international fame as a fortress. Reading backward from 1836, the logic of events could be traced to the daydreams of Columbus. Reading forward, the way to the tale can first be followed with the failure of Spanish missions in the Mexican province of Texas. A race along the course from that point in is necessary to an understanding of why the siege took place. For missions, the word colonization could be substituted, for the two were interlocked. Along with the mission went the garrison to see that the natives gave a minimum of trouble while undergoing the rigors of conversion. When the tribes had been sufficiently softened by these two agencies, a town would be started and a new region opened to Spanish trade. If practicality was thus mixed with idealism, it was still the only system of colonizing America which made a place for the Indian in the New World being built. Following the brutal excesses of the conquistadors, the rulers of New Spain soberly faced the fact that there would never be enough Spanish immigrants to people the vast region their country claimed. The simplest way to supplement was to incorporate the native population, and this was decided upon. Before the latter could be assimilated, however, it had to learn to submit to the European disciplines of law, labor, and religion. The important work of creating new citizens was entrusted, after some experimentation, to missionary specialists with subordinates provided by the regular army. How well the system worked can be seen from the census takers' findings south of the Rio Grande today. Great nations were colonized by this method, and in all of them, the backbone of the population is now native Indian blood. North of the Rio Grande, the system was well on the way to proving itself in New Mexico, Arizona, and California when annexation by the United States intervened. It never worked satisfactorily in Texas for reasons it is interesting to examine. To plunge in, no interest in exploiting Texas was shown by the Spaniards until word was passed that La Salle had put the French flag on the Gulf Coast. The expedition sent to re-establish Spain's claim included a pair of Franciscan missionaries, primed for business. These friars, upon whom statesmen banked so heavily, were notable men operating from a mixture of motives. Primarily, there can be no doubt, they were passionate to save the savages from infidelity. At the same time, they were patriots, aware of the key part they played in the schemes of the government. They could hardly fail to be, inasmuch as they were subsidized by the Audiencia and were under the supervision of the Viceroy of New Spain. Aside from zeal for the several causes involved, they had to have courage, stamina, and a mastery of remarkable techniques. Two or three of them, supported by only a few soldiers, would go among warrior tribes in the confident expectation that they could not only win them to Christianity, but persuade them to settle permanently, doing squaws' work in the shadow of a church. It was this peculiar feature of the Spanish missions, the congregating of Indians into industrious villages, that made the work of the friars at once so difficult and so valuable to the government. The term the missionaries themselves used for this process was, significantly enough, reducing. The savages were reduced from proud infidels to humble followers of the cross. Their tribal structure was destroyed, reducing them from an independent people to the status of minors.